Yeah, so the last year, we bought a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Dalet. That brought the concept of, does a person do an Avera in order to help somebody else stop another person doing his Avera? Well, there's a person, remember the case there, a person put bread to bake in the oven, and if you'd leave it there, then he'd be over the Issa deraisa of Afia, Bechayv Skila. Am I allowed to take the bread off the oven and be over the Issa derabonon in order to save him from his Issa deraisa? The Gemara says that you can't. Right? The Gemara says that you can't. And from there, the Rashba and the Truvas learnt that from here we learn that you're not allowed to do an Avera to say something else of their Avera. Relevant to the question.
Two wrongs doesn't make it right.
Yep. Two rights make an aeroplane, though. Yeah. But relevant to the question about a girl who was kidnapped, a woman who was kidnapped by, I call it missionaries, they call it that way, by people who wanted to convert her on Shabbos. And the question was whether Ilat Mechal Shabbos, in order to go along and save her, to bring her a certain documents you need from the king, etc. So the Rashba learns that you're not allowed to, because from that Gemara, I'm not allowed to do an Aveira in order to save somebody else. Tosfos brought many, many cases that says you do an Aveira to save somebody else. You free an Eved, which is Osa, in order to help the Eved do with his mitzvah. You free an Eved for a minion. All different cases. All different cases Tosa brought, and therefore Tosa can come to conclusions. And Tosa says, yes, you are allowed to do an Avera to save somebody else on one of two cases. Either it is saving him from a big Avera, whatever big means, and or it has to be that person was not Pishaya. He didn't put himself into that mess, and he put himself in that mess. For example, the guy with the fire. Yeah, he's the one who put the guy in there. He started baking on Shabbos. So he started doing the mess. Well, I've got to save him from his mess. That's when you don't get involved. But when it's a mitzvah of the rabbin, something that's relevant to a public, or it is saving him from a big avera, whatever that means. Alternatively, it's something that he was not pesher on, and you add the pesher element to it, then we say that we can save him. That's Tosfos' conclusion. How do we pass him? So that's what that was the Rashba. That was Tosfos, brought down in the Beis Yosef. Shulchan Aruch, Paskins is the halacha. Yeah, Shulchan Aruch obviously is a Beis Yosef that went down and wrote a Shulchan Aruch. And he wrote like this. He says in Shin Simon Shin Vov, Mi Shishol Chaloi, Shaitzio Bitter Mebeis Yosef Shabbos, somebody that have sent, have corresponded with him, that his daughter has been taken out of the house on Shabbos, Lohitzio Miklal Yisrael, in order to remove her from Klal Yisrael. Yeah, to shmad her. It's interesting that what part of the world that was in time of the Rashba. I don't know what time that was and what was the time? Inquisition? I don't know. Was it time of Inquisition? The Rashba? I don't know. Interesting to know. Yeah. But okay. And they're taking her from the house in order to shmad her, in order to make her into to convert her. Mitzvah losim l'derech po'omov l'shtadl batzalosso. It is a mitzvah to go there and to save her. The Yotza afilu chutz shalosh pasois may even go mechal Shabbos and go even further in a certain distance. The Eloi boy, and he doesn't want to get involved, based in goizrin olov, based in force him, based in make him get involved. Yeah. What about her opinion? Yeah. Very good. Says the Mishabura. First of all, Shitzio Bitoy, the first case he brought was that his daughter was taken out. Says the Mishabura, Urukha de Milsa Nokat. It's just the reason why it said daughter, it's just a regular case. It doesn't necessarily mean the daughter, it means anybody. Anybody is responsible to save this woman from going to be shmad.
Why do we call that Pikuach
Nefesh? Pikuach Nefesh, yeah, it's true. Pikuach Nefesh, strictly speaking, yeah, strictly translated is mean, yeah, because they're looking after the soul, but it doesn't. Pikuach Nefesh is literally meaning saving a person's physical life. Physical life. Yeah,
this is not only her, but every single one of her descendants after her. That's like multiplying more than one person.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
If she gets married.
Is she a mother?
If she gets married. Yeah. Correct. And therefore, everybody has responsibility for that. That is dafka if they got she got taken out of a house against her will. That is why we are obligated to go and help her. They came along because we hold im einoi pesheya chayv lasis hisruzuta kadeshu yasech very sarava. If it is not a negligence, we are obligated to do a small avera to save a person from a big avera. Aval im posha. If she was poishaya, if she was negligent, she put herself in that situation in the first place. Yeah. Alternatively, she is a mazid. Yeah. She's a mazid. Then, ein loy lovil achal shabbos avora. The father is not asking achal shabbos for her. The ein oimel loy laodom chotuk leishiyiska chavarecho. You don't say sin all to save somebody else. The dafka b'issa deraisa. Dafka issa deraisa. The father's not allowed to get involved. But it's a drabonon, you are allowed to get involved. Why? I, it's Poshea, explains the Shar Tzion, because there's another reason why Tosa says you can get involved, and that is if it's a big Avera. And this is a big one. And therefore, even in the case of Poshea, you can be slain on the other terrors of Tosafos, and where Tosa says that it could be also because of big Avera. So this is, in that situation, he says, though, however, he says, yeah. Okay, yeah, so that's the first thing. So therefore, if you choose a Peshe, it doesn't apply.
So Mechal HaShabbos is not considered a big affair, according to that definition.
So Chal, so, yeah, 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 but that's, the Tosis is going on there. Or Shabbos Shabbos is a big affair, and you can't save, but there was Peshe.
Oh, but if he was
Peshe. But if it was Peshe, maybe he would be. It would be okay, yeah, that's right. So he says, for Chutz HaShosh Basois, yeah, it's deraisa. Listen to this. So he says, "For who are din in historic lechal Shabbos on the day zeh, but is a lamentes malachus doesn't have to be necessarily going out of the tchum. Any of the lamentes malachus you can be mechal Shabbos for in order to save the life of one of these kids. Gam kein shapidomi, dekasha tomir es hadas legamrei. I don't know how this works. I don't know how this works practically in today's terms. Where that would work today, we're saving people from missionaries. I don't know how it would work practically. Yeah, I don't know." You go and save a person who I don't know how it would work practically, but any of the lamentes malachus can be broken with mechal Shabbos in order to save anyone in Klal Yisrael from becoming shmad. Right, that is halacha as long as that person was not a poishaya. Okay, as long as it's not a poishaya. So he says, the gam kishab the kasha tomir es hadasa gamrei. Unless he says why, because when a person's mechal completely loses a das, techal Shabbos v'tava avodas kelulim kol yimei. So here is a very important point. Why? Why can I be mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody else? Why? Why? I'm doing an avera to save them doing their avera. I'm also doing an avera. Why can't I be mechal Shabbos to keep that person Shabbos? So he's fine. He's going to keep Shabbos. I'm breaking Shabbos. Why? My Uma Haimahai. Who said whose blood is redder? Well, I've got to do averus now. The teretz is because. When a person completely goes off, you're going to sell a Vedas Zorah all your life. And therefore, if you do Mechal Shabbos once, it's considered a small sin compared to, as he said, the ultimate big sin that is ongoing. Okay? So that is the answer. Says the Magen Avraham, Tzorach Iyun, Im Habas Ketano. If the child is a Ketano, I know, she's 9 years old. Yeah, for right similar he'd see Klal Yisrael. He want to take her and make her shmad. Im yase hagodol chet b'shvila. Am I allowed to be mechal Shabbos to save her? What's the shaila? So he says, "Alkaim alon de ain based in mitzvah and hafrisha me'issa. Based on not mechuliv to stop a child doing an issa. If a child wants an issa, based on not mechuliv to get involved, and therefore maybe not mechuliv to get involved in this. So that's his sofuk. Oy dilma ma'ira to have a pikuach nefesh mechal nesakotin. It could be pikuach nefesh." On a contrary, it could be that no, it's pekuch nefesh. In other words, just like pekuch nefesh, we say, do one Shabbos save the other Shabbos? I'm mechal Shabbos for this child, not for now. It's for the other Shabbos. It's for the rest of her life. It's the same for future generations. Maybe that's the case. And if it brings to the Eli Rabba, that he is mekel. He brings out, however, very interesting. I don't really understand Peshat. Maybe you can help me with this. Rav Moshe paskens that this whole shaila about a ketana, that if you mechal Shabbos for her, only applies to a ketana of somebody else, and not your own daughter. By your own daughter, he says, since there's a chiyuv to marry her off, la'asiyah bitter, b'chuy to marry her off, so he says, that's considered your problem. So he says, Achavio vaday shechayv lahatzila. Father's mechuyu to save her. Shai mechuyu lahasiyo. He's mechuyu to marry her off. For kol shekein shemechuyu lidoeg shetia kasheru ladas Israel. And therefore, certainly, he's mechuyu to ensure that she is Jewish, right? Because it's going to keep the faith. V'mkein ein hu chayta b'shvilo. Therefore, he's not sinning for her. Ela b'shvil chiva mutla olav. He's sinning for himself. In other words, her responsibilities have moved over to him. He's responsible. Now, I'm not sinning for you, I'm sinning for myself because it's my responsibility. Very interesting. But who says that's Michal Shabbos for that? Okay, but that's already, do you understand? That's a very interesting svara from Rav Moshe. Very nice svara from Rav Moshe. Okay? That's what he says over here. Now, he says as well, I just read it to get Shemes Adinim. He says, the Ramah says, V'ayin lekamon sin Mashin Chof Ches Se'if Yud. So the Ramah brings a halacha later on Mashin Chof Ches. What does it say in Mashin Chof Ches? Okay. Mashin Chof Ches. No, Avram, you learned Mashin Baruch Hele Gimel? Yeah, what's it say? Mashin Chof Ches Se'if Yud. Dr. Zay says, yeah. Mi shereitz him la'ansoi sheyava avera g'doyla. They want to come along and they want to force a person to do a very big Avera on Shabbos. I don't know. Avodah Zara. Right? Ein mechalin olav Shabbos kdei lahatziloi. We're not mechal Shabbos in order to save him. Now, is this a steer? Is this a contradiction? Here we say that you go along in mechal Shabbos and everything else, and he says it's not mechal Shabbos. So what's that? Why isn't that a steer?
Here's a one time.
Oh, this is a one time. This is a one time. Says in Mishabura, it's different. So he says, you don't say to a person, do a sin in order to save your friend. Yeah, and because you don't do that for one time. Okay, and what happens if it's one of the three big ones, right? And he's going to think that a person now is going to give up his life rather than do it. It's a chiv. You understand? It's a chiv to give up your life rather than do the three cardinal sins. Name of my favorite pope. Cardinal sin. Yeah? So, you can't do...
The cardinals do this.
Yeah. You can... So you can't... He's got to give up his life to do one of the various chaburas. So now it's going to reach a situation. Am I mechuyt v'mechal Shabbos to save his life because he's going to give up his life for not doing one of those averus? So I'm not talking about him eating chazar on Shabbos, right? I'm talking about serving avodah zarah. So he's going to be meisa nefesh. If he's meisa nefesh, I can save him from the meisa nefesh. I'm saving him after saving his life. I'm a chuyt b'koach nefesh, save his life. No, what's the answer to that? Listen to this. So he says, and he evaluates that this person will give up his life for this. Efsha, perhaps, to sorchel chalal kadei shlo yovel ezeh. Maybe he should mechal Shabbos, he shouldn't come to this. Why Efsha? Why perhaps? I'm saving his life.
But he goes straight to Gan Eden.
Oh, Zog Deiliger, Reb Levinson, which I think is a son of its kind, and Ramosha Feinstein says the same thing. I'm not saving his life. I'm not... The fact that he wants to be Moisa Nefesh, I'll read what he says. Shekeven sha'al pidin chayv odom limsay is ashman gimel averus. I'm not saving his life. It's not as if he's ill in the hospital, I'm giving him an opportunity to live because he should be dying. He shouldn't be dying. He should be dying in this situation. Yeah, he should be dying in this situation. He says, "Since she came in shal pidin chayiv odan lim says ashan gimad veris elu yeshli stapik that's a suffix shema boifin ze loyik pida toira ibud nefesh." The Torah says, you see, on a weekday, does a Kadosh Baruch Hu care that you're giving up your life for Gimel Averus Chaburus? No, you're supposed to. So Shabbos doesn't make a difference. I'm going to give up his life. He's supposed to give up his life. I'm not saving his life. His life is not needing to be saved. It's correct that he gives up his life. And therefore, who said I can be Mechal Shabbos for that? Okay, so therefore, here we have the suffix. I just want to sum this up. Which means... And this was a question we began with the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, "V'shomu b'nei Yisrael so Shabbos, last is a Shabbos." And the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh brought down that the chiv on Shabbos, to be mechal Shabbos for a person who is ill, Yeah, is dafka lasis, if he's going to be able to last to the next Shabbos. And now we ask a question, what do you mean, chayisho, and all that, right? We've come to the conclusion here that there are two completely separate worlds. There's something called chayisho. Chayisho means the obligation to save a person because of a chay behem. The chay behem means obligation to save a person's life. And that life does not matter whether it's a vadai or whether it's a sofuk, or whether it is for a moment or whether it's for 50 years. It doesn't make you mukhiv to save a person's life. That is what you learn from the chay behem. On the other hand, there's v'shom b'nei yisrael shabbos lasois is a mechiv to save a person to be mechal one shabbos in order to save other shabbosos, irrelevant whether the person that life is considered a life. And therefore, for that case, you're allowed to save an ubar, which is not considered a life with 40 days, because that has got to do with not v'chay b'hem giving his life, extending his life, that's got to do with giving him the opportunity to keep further shabbosos. Yeah, like this halacha over here. This person who gets taken to, I don't know, to his ashram in the middle of nowhere or to who knows where, they'll live. You know, maybe with a beggar's bowl and then a bit of churkum down the nostrils, but they're going to be able to live the way they're going to live. Right? And therefore, what is a chay behem? The teretz is, there's a shom b'nei yisrael, it's a shabbos. They save them for one shabbos, save the other shabbosos. You understand? And therefore, there's two separate worlds over here. Just want to finish off the shir with a very interesting shayla relevant to this, much relevant to tonight. There's Aloch and Ramah. The Ramah brings down that that you hide the knife of shechita during the 9 days. Yeah, you don't do shechita during the 9 days because you hide it. In other words, the sheikh doesn't do shechita. He doesn't. Yeah, and that applies to opening up shops. Yeah, meat shops in the 9 days. So today's very different because you don't have to be necessarily eat it. You could be freezing it, whatever it is. So there's a shayla that's brought down in the Marsham. He was asking about a fellow who had a butcher shop, right? And the shayla is, should I open up the shop to sell kosher meat during Rosh Chodesh Av and Tisha B'Av? Where the Ramah says you shouldn't open the shop. But if I don't open the shop, they'll go and eat treif.
Do you have to open up
the Erev Shabbos? No, not to my Erev. Talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is. So this is a shayla of Choto. Do I go against the minhag and do a sin in order to save other people from eating treif? So too, I don't know. Similarly, a person has a meaty restaurant, and if a meaty restaurant is closed during the 9 days, right, then they're going to go along to have a cheeseburger. Now, this is a kosher restaurant. You know, in Israel, obviously, it's not that negeah, but if you go to Times Square, right, and you have all the kosher restaurants and Broadway, if you close those kosher restaurants, they're going to eat treif. And if, am I allowed to go against the Takonos Chazal and open up my meat store in order to save other people from their Avera, which is Mamash Shaila, Chotob Bishvil Shieska Achir? And is it called a big Avera? It's not called a big Avera, right? And that person's a Peshea, so do I have a right to do so? You say by a person's Peshea, it has a right to do so. So he writes that if I'm saving a lot of people from an Issa, I'm allowed to do so. What's called a lot of people? Even two or three people. Number one. He says another reason why I should say is because that Issa, that I'm not allowed to do an Aveira to save somebody else. If it's not an Aveira, it's not an Aveira, it's a Minhag. Yeah, it's a minhag. And therefore, it's not Osim Medina, it's a minhag, chumra minas chasidus. And therefore, I'm allowed to not do midah chasidus and not do the minhag in order to help other people not eat treif, right? That's the second din. The other din he talks about is, on the other hand, more people that eat now because of you, right? Because more people, the shop is open, more people. So you're going more people doing aveira. It's not like you're saving more people to eat fleishiks now. Yeah, number one. And number two, this din of saving somebody is dafke. If I'm doing an aveira now to save a person doing a mitzvah now, but at two separate times, I'm shechting today for them to eat tomorrow. But Kitzur, he brings a whole discussion over there. Lamaisa, he's mekel. But again, this particular halacha comes in all different shapes and sizes with regard to this. So I think we're going to leave Hilchus Shabbos within these halachas now, Pekuach Nefesh. I'd like to go through it in the last few days now, because Ben Azmanim next week. I'd like to go through the last few days a very, very interesting essay that the Chinuch writes about the Beis HaMikdash, about the Mishkan, about the Beis HaMikdash. Our relationship we have with it, the reasons why behind it, what's the idea of the Beis HaMikdash, why I have Korbanos, and an introduction to understand really what we're missing here. Bezos Hashem. Shkoyach.